I've been goofing off all day. Haven't done anything at all. Late for work, but it's okay. 'Cause I'm just gonna watch some basketball. It's an unofficial long weekend. I'm gonna goof off and invite all of my friends. And work really hard at just lifting some beers. And toast to goofing off every day of the year.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Looking good, ma'am.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Ooh, you got some pie, huh? Can I have a piece?
Sure.
Ooh, let me have some of that Cool Whip.
What'd you say?
You can't have a pie without Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Cool Whip, yeah.
You mean Cool Whip?
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool Whip. You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip.
Say whip.
Whip.
Now say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Okay, how you doing over there? Welcome to the show over here.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
You're goofy.
We're goofing off.
Are we going to be goofing off like this every day?
It is National Goof Off Day today.
It's not every day. Come on.
Goofing off on the job, huh?
Goofing off, sir!
You better be goofing around.
I'm the king of goofing off.
Today is National Goof Off Day.
Do something goofy.
It's showtime, baby.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show.
Finally, a day we can get behind.
So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa? You just enable the skill. One time you say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Yeah, she never takes a day off.
No, never takes. She never goofs off.
Nope.
Ever. You can also listen to our podcast. That's a repack of our live show. Each one of the segments and interviews and all that, we repack it at the end of each show. Yesterday, since we had so much going on yesterday, and we had so many guests, and you know, I love our Theatre Thursday segments, but when theater people get in there, you know, they can just talk and talk and talk.
All bets are off.
Yeah, all bets are off, and it just production takes so much longer. And then, you know, and then post-production in putting all the segments together and getting those ready for the podcast. It actually wasn't ready yesterday until about 2 o'clock. But today it should be ready. We'll drop today's podcast around noon. You can watch all the segments on Facebook Live. You can get the podcast on the Alexa device as well. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And then you can get it on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music and all those places. That's all wondrous.
Yeah, since there's so much stuff to repackage, we've started using the hassle-free packaging so that it's not, you know, you don't need a pocket knife or your teeth or anything to get it open.
And if it fits, it ships.
That's right.
So on today's program, we've got your five random facts. Darius or Riley are going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. We're going to talk about the market and things that are going on. We're going to recap yesterday's Three Roads event.
Yep.
That we did at the Tap Room, and tell you about some other stuff that is upcoming for the month of April. It's wow. I was looking at the calendar, okay, and here let me bring it up again, and just look at this. Look at okay. This is March.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You see that? And then here I'm gonna go over to April, and then bam. This look at all these like literally every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are jam packed.
Yep. Yep.
For
it'll be a busy month.
Yeah, absolutely, positively a busy month. Now for oh man. Now I know what I was thinking. Going back to March, coming up on Sunday. Okay, this Sunday is Maker Faire out at Randolph. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location. We're going to be set up at Maker Faire, and we're going to be showing you all the really, really cool things that are going on at this year's Lynchburg Maker Faire.
Cool stuff last year.
Oh, but we encourage you to come out and see it, not just watch it on the Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But come out and it's immersive. If you have kiddos. And the kiddos love Legos, if they love robots, if they love boats, if they love mini go-karts, if they love all kinds of visual things and stuff that is mentally stimulating, if they love crafts and things they can put together, this is the thing that you need to go to.
Yeah, if they love buildings surrounded by grass.
Yeah, that too.
That's... This is the place.
Yeah. So they've got these. They've got this mini go kart series that they build. They build these. They look like Mario Karts, okay. And then they race them. And they're going to be doing that at Maker Faire.
I wonder if they're going to do the power tool drag racing again.
They probably will. That was a lot of fun. I think those folks are on the schedule.
Yeah.
But we'll check. We'll look.
That was really cool.
Yeah, we'll give you a rundown of all the events that are coming up. And that's this Sunday, the 24th, at Randolph. So we're going to be there broadcasting live and on location. And we encourage you to join us. All right.
What time does it start?
It starts at 11 o'clock.
Yep. Gotcha.
So 10 o'clock setup for us, 11 o'clock for the peeps. To show and runs until 4 o'clock. So
11 o'clock Eastern, 10 yes. Central.
Yeah, yeah.
And what? 8 Mountain?
I have no idea what Mountain time is.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're in London or something, you'll never make it.
No, he said London.
Yeah.
A woman accidentally broadcast herself showering during a Zoom funeral. A Zoom funeral.
Okay.
Are they still having... I guess now the technology exists, so if people from out of town can't make it to the event, you know, I guess that makes sense.
So she's showering and just, like, listening to the funeral, apparently?
I guess.
Didn't know her mic was on or whatever?
Or camera. Yeah.
Or camera?
Well, yeah. She broadcast herself showering. And Zoom is it's visual. It's got a camera.
Who has a shower in their camera for Zoom?
Well, a camera in their shower?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, you'll have to stay tuned to the story, but I would venture to say she probably had her computer on her desk in her bedroom or on a table in her bedroom with the door wide open.
Yeah.
You know, and the bathroom's right there.
Yeah.
That's what I would venture to guess.
Apparently one woman does.
Yeah, that's what I would venture to say. Okay, also, are you in love with a coworker? Never mind.
No.
All right. So that's the question of the day.
Okay.
And we've got a new term. It might not be maybe it's a new term. It's trending. We got a trending term to identify what you might be going through. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if you're in love with a coworker, we may have you figured out.
Yeah.
And our top list today, top office pickup lines. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. That and so much more is on this edition of The Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Is she flirting with me in the workplace? Oh, this is a dilemma. Oh, it's such a tough time in man history to reciprocate. Well, when in doubt, cut it out. It's such a shame, too, because she would have been so much fun to date.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah, it was. It's the Mike Show. All right, so are you in love with a coworker? It's the question of the day.
Yeah. Nope.
Are you? Are you really?
No.
Who is it?
No one?
Shit.
You're the only coworker I have.
No, well, I mean, we have little D.
That's true.
Little D's in here.
Yeah, we got Sarah.
We got Sarah. We got Hannah.
Bill Bodine.
We do have Bill Bodine. So yeah.
Yeah.
We got Lauren if she'd ever show up.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while. We still consider her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so are you in love with a coworker?
No.
Well, if you are, there's a new term. It's called office goggles, okay? It's trending.
Office goggles.
Office
okay.
goggles. It's like beer goggles.
Sure.
You know, but for the office, okay?
When you think it's
where you think someone's hotter than they really are, okay? Because you're exposed to that person repeatedly every single day.
Okay.
You know, repeated. And I'm going to go off script a little bit because there was another story that I was reading that suggested that when you're in the company of a reasonably attractive person or maybe someone who's not as hot as you would ordinarily be attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've spent more and more and more time with this person, you begin to see beyond the superficial. And you start to see the deeper beauty or the inner beauty or that kind of stuff. And you become more attracted to that person. Just because I don't know if I have any references to cite here, or I can't remember where I found the actual story. But anyway, well, here's the story. Do you think this is a real phenomenon, or has it ever happened to you? This office goggles thing, and it's trending after some blogger posted it on the TikTok. It's when you fall for someone at the office, even though you'd never look twice if you'd pass them on the street. It's been on Urban Dictionary, by the way. Office goggles. It's been on Urban Dictionary since 2006. So it's not a brand new term.
Wow, okay.
But most people had never heard about
it
until, you know, it went viral. Now, the TikToker, her only real theory is you just see the person so much, it changes your perception of how hot they are.
Kind of like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't go that drastic, but
I mean,
Urban Dictionary's definition pretty much lines up with that. They define it as similar to beer goggles, as we mentioned, but
okay.
but caused by a contained area like an office. They claim repeatedly seeing the same person can raise their score on average of 2 points. I don't know what the point system is. So if they're a seven,
yeah,
on the street, they're a nine at work.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if they're a three, they're a yeah, five. So her advice. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, beer goggles has this negative term to it. Like, you have to get so messed up before you find someone attractive.
Uh-huh.
But office goggles is almost like the way it should be.
Well, if my theory is correct, and it's not just a superficial thing, it's not just a seeing them, but it's actually seeing them more for who they are.
Yeah,
I'm doing a deeper dive on it. I don't know what they're thinking with this. I don't know if office goggles is defined that way. But her TikTok advice is to be mindful of it, since making a move on a coworker can be dicey. And be especially careful if you're all hitting up happy hour someday, because office goggles and beer goggles could be a dangerous combination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could turn, you know, if the point system is yeah, comparable, you could turn a three into like a seven or eight.
Or a 10.5.
Yeah.
All right. So that brings us to our top list today. Let me see if I have the audio.
I love awful pickup lines. I love them.
Let me see if I have the audio from Office Goggles here. Let me see.
Well, the video that was there, did it not have any audio?
Yeah, it does, but it's starting in the middle, and I don't want to deal with all that noise. Yeah. Well, anyway, no, I don't. So that brings us to our top list. Whether or not office goggles are to blame, if you want to hook up with a coworker, you need to know how to approach them.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't worry, we got your back.
Yeah, get something to write this down.
with Rob's favorite thing, pickup lines. But this is top office pickup lines.
Okay. Let's
all right,
go.
Here we go. Let me check the stream. There we go. Everything's set. Number one. Oh, I got to go over here.
Yeah, got to
get this thing. Okay, top office pickup lines. I'll show you my PowerPoint if you show me yours. Top office pickup lines. Are you 5 p.m.? Because that's when I get off.
Okay, all right.
Top office pickup lines. Was that solid?
No, yeah, man, not bad.
Okay. like my rubber band ball? Because I have two more.
Yeah,
office pickup line. Let's make like the number of minutes I actually work each day in 69. What? Top office pickup lines. Your ASS is like a proposal for a 4-day work week. I want to get behind it.
Okay.
Top office pickup lines. Yeah. Top office pickup lines. Is that a three-hole punch in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Hey, now.
The pictures in my cubicle aren't the only things well hung. Top office pickup lines.
That's like HR right there.
Let's get dirtier than the break room coffee pot. Let's get dirtier than the office room. Take two. Damn it. Let's get dirtier than the break room coffee pot.
Yeah.
This is horrible. Top office pickup lines. I call my junk the printer, because it only works when you bang it.
What?
And top office pickup lines. Wow. And I thought the arrowhead guy had it. Wait, what did... Okay. Take three. Wow. And I thought the arrowhead guy had a nice pair of jugs. What?
I don't get that. I got one for you.
Yeah, what?
I wish you were my big toe, because then I could bang you on my desk.
Oh, God, that's horrible. The Arrowhead guy.
What's the Arrowhead guy?
I don't know.
Is Arrowhead like a brand of something?
Yeah, the Arrowhead guy. I don't see anything that relates to Jugs. Okay. Arrowhead guy and Jugs. And jugs of water. Arrowhead brand. Okay, it's a brand of Mountain Spring water.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. I saw that too.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Way to go, writers, for being so effing obscure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for leaving us out to dry.
Way to go. All right. Well, sometimes they're right. They're dead on. Okay. Sometimes they're dead on.
Okay. Yeah.
Or sometimes they suck. Coming up on the program, we've got news and we've got not headline news. That's all on the way. Plus, we're also going to talk about Rob posted a poll question, not really a poll because they don't do that on the Facebook anymore. But he posted just a question of the day. Should I get a haircut? So we'll talk about the results of that in the next segment. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The first photos of Michael Keaton from the Beetlejuice sequel have been released. You can find them online by Googling Steve Buscemi. John Hinckley Jr. is complaining he's a victim of cancel culture. Interesting gripe from a man who literally tried to cancel someone else permanently. A new study finds that the average American struggles to tell the difference between a fact and an opinion. But I don't believe that's true. And a new study named McAllen, Texas, as the most obese city in the U.S. So obese, in fact, it also came in second. This is not headline news.
Oh, God. It's the Mike Show. Hi.
Hey there.
Hey there. Darn happy you could join us. So, all right. I don't know how true this is. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Okay.
Although it seems fairly plausible. This happened in London.
Hello.
This woman. Well, there was a funeral in London. And not everybody could make the funeral. So the church set up a Zoom where people could watch the funeral online.
Okay.
And one woman accidentally broadcast herself showering. Okay. So there she is. Okay, so here's the story, though. She couldn't make it to the service, but was getting ready to go to the wake later on. Okay?
Okay.
And apparently, according to this, she wanted to watch the service, so she set her computer up right next to her shower, but didn't realize that her camera was on, according to this. All right, okay. Here, if you're on our Facebook Live, we're going to share the screen. Here's the image. of the Zoom that somebody took, and you can clearly see right here. Okay, or wait, let me. I should probably here right here. You can clearly see that this woman is, I mean, like showing it all, basically.
Yeah.
She's taking a shower.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's pixelated in here. So if you're listening to the show, don't you know, pull your car over to the road and grind to a shrieking halt.
Yeah.
Is that the term?
Don't streak to a grinding halt.
Yeah, don't screeching halt on the side of the road. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Don't do that just hopping onto our social media because the picture is pixelated, all right? But it clearly indicates...
It wasn't pixelated on the computer.
Clearly indicates on this image, and it was not pixelated on the computer. It was not pixelated on the Zoom funeral.
Grandma in the front row at the funeral didn't get a pixelated image.
Well, I don't think people at the funeral who were actually at the funeral were watching, okay? But everybody else who couldn't make it, the initial report said, oh, there was.
There had to have been.
There
because
was.
Otherwise, people couldn't have seen the funeral.
An initial, well, no. You can have a camera set up to Zoom, but you don't necessarily have to have a monitor
for everyone else
to watch it.
Okay.
However, it gets better. I didn't even read this part. The initial report said there was a screen set up at the funeral.
Of course.
So people in the church saw it too. Now, it's not clear if that's true, but people watching online definitely got an eyeful. One person on the Zoom said she didn't just shower, but she also shaved. So it has some real OnlyFans vibe to it.
I have a problem with accidentally. I just don't know how someone could accidentally do that.
Well, if she wanted to watch it. See, I could turn my camera off, but still be on the call.
I just think if you're aware enough of that technology to set your computer up in the bathroom while you're showering,
maybe she's not aware enough of the technology. I'm playing devil's advocate here, clearly, but maybe she's not. I had my own tech issues. Now I wasn't showering, but I had my own tech issues with a conference call that we were supposed to be doing on Tuesday, and I could not get Teams to work. To save my life.
Yeah.
Okay, I ended up having to call in on the audio line, like I'm some elderly person that doesn't understand technology.
Yeah, Mike's calling in from the payphone at Blockbuster.
Yeah, and it's because my Teams had not been updated. I haven't used Teams in probably, I don't know, a year or two.
Okay, just think about, though...
So getting back to the naked lady in the shower.
Think about the number of stunts and reels and stuff that we see on TikTok and Facebook
that
are completely fake.
I know. I get it. But here she is. Okay, so let me set it up for you. So, and I'm playing devil's advocate. She brings her computer into the bathroom because she wants to watch the funeral.
Okay.
And she maybe thinks she shut off her camera, and she just hops in the shower, and she's okay. Or you think it's a stunt?
Well, this person that has the picture of her phone screen, what, she has two phones with her?
No. This is just a random person who is showing this image of what had happened.
I don't know. It just all seems a little fishy to me.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe.
But, you know.
Could be.
Could be wrong.
All right.
Won't be the first time.
What else is in the news? Did she make it to the wake? I want to know. I didn't read that part. Oh, she only found out about it when she showed up for the wake.
Classic.
Wouldn't
that have been a fun conversation to be part of?
Mm-hmm.
Look, we all know you really well now.
Somebody asked people to name things millennials save that their kids will immediately toss as soon as they die. Here are some of the fun ones.
Okay.
Now, I was thinking, what would happen? What would happen when I go? I'm concerned that my wishes will not be carried out. I'm concerned that I'll be stuffed in the Subaru and rolled into the lake.
I can't imagine her not fulfilling all of your...
Oh, no, no, because I have some elaborate wishes. And she said, I'm not doing any of that.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, okay.
There you go.
So here we go. Somebody asked millennials to name things that things millennials save that their kids will immediately toss as soon as they die.
Okay.
Those jeans you swore you'd fit into again someday, but it never happened.
Okay.
All right. The random workout gear that you never used. You thought the ab roller was it until you heard about the shake weight.
Right.
Then you tried P90X for one day. That stuff is all going in the trash.
Yeah.
Your collection of thermoses and water bottles, including the Stanley tumbler.
Yeah. And the bamboo straws, too.
Why so many? That old makeup you're still hoarding. Most cosmetics, by the way, are supposed to be tossed after a few years at most. All the DVDs you're still saving. And you don't even have a DVD player anymore.
So wait a minute. Millennials.
Yeah.
This is stuff that millennials will have their children.
Yeah.
Do millennials even have DVDs?
Yes. Yeah, here. Millennials. Millennials, age range, are older than you think. Millennials right now are between the ages of 27 and 42.
So what generation are we in now?
Z. Gen Z.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah,
Gen Z.
I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what we were talking about off camera, the group of people that you know that we may not be able to relate to.
Yep.
Or figure out how to relate to.
Yeah.
That's Gen Z.
Okay.
They're not millennials.
Well, I remember my oldest son was giving me a hard time like 10 years ago about having DVDs.
Really?
And he's almost 30.
Okay. Well, okay. So millennials were born between 1981 and 1996.
Okay. So,
according to the Pew Research Center.
Yeah.
So getting back to the actual story.
Yeah, back on track.
Back on track. The hundreds of plastic shopping bags that you still have saved up and crammed in that space under your sink.
Yep.
Those are definitely...
Yep.
Gone.
You got to keep those around because you might use them for something.
The Dave Matthews Band shirt that you stood in line for in concert in 2001. There are going to be so many people in those shirts at Goodwill someday.
I was just thinking the same thing, yeah.
Yeah. All of those rubber bracelets promoting the different charities and causes. The random box of cords and dongles that you keep saving for your entire life.
Dongle.
And the box your phone came in.
Okay.
We save it.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I save them.
In case we want to sell the phone and get a new one.
I do it.
Because those boxes are just really nice, I guess. I save it and because I'm worried that there's something in there that I will need later.
I save it because I always do resell my tech when I get new.
Yeah.
And having all the box and innards, it gives you like a 25% boost in the price.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
People want the complete.
I did not. Well, yeah. I'm always thinking that I should have it just in case there was something in that box that I forgot or something in that box that later in the life of the phone I'll need.
Do you check it regularly to see what's in it? And then even though there's nothing in it, you keep saving it?
No, I don't keep checking the box, but I know where the box is.
Okay.
So in the event that I need the something that's in that box, like a SIM number or something.
Yeah.
There's something that I feel like I need that's in that box. But Tab, on the other hand, she has purged. She's a purger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a binger and a purger. All right, so our house is constantly in flux. It constantly change. There's it's like a scavenger hunt, because she'll rearrange everything.
Yeah,
it's just so frequently that our house is a scavenger hunt. So when I'm looking for something in particular that I know exactly where it should be,
yeah,
it's not.
Well, your place does have a lot of stuff in it though, but it's a lot of cool stuff. You know,
but
it's well decorated,
and it changes.
But it's busy. Yeah,
it changes. You know, like there, it's like an art gallery that's constantly changing their exhibits.
Good, yeah, good.
Including the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Including, anyway.
Yeah.
The Mike Show, today's the Finally Friday edition. And because it's the Finally Friday edition, coming up, we have either Riley or Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get really smart. But then we're going to get even smarter-est.
Yeah.
With Nerd News this week in science.
Yeah.
It's just science.
Yeah, don't. It's not.
Do not be afraid at all.
But Friday is the one day of the week on the show where you're going to end up smarter than you started.
Yeah.
Because we have two smarts and one dumb.
Yep. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or The Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break? A burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. And you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, Riley is bound to say...
Wow.
Yeah, in fact, we're encouraging...
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Lots of wows.
That's
way too many wows.
That's excessive wowness.
It is excessive wowness. All right, here we go. Number one, Neil Patrick Harris was considered for Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan. Steven Spielberg wanted a relatively unknown actor, so he cast
Matt Damon.
Just before Good Will Hunting came out. Mm. Number two, Qatar is the only country that starts with the letter Q. Iraq is the only country that ends with the letter Q. Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, no, somebody definitely planned those names.
Number three, astronauts who go into the International Space Station need to become fluent in both English and Russian before they go there.
Wow.
That's wow-worthy.
That is
right there. That really is. Not to the extent of our earlier wowness, but
wow,
maybe that one.
Yep.
Number four. Only one person from Japan.
Hello.
Hi there. Has achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998. Here, let's get the music going again. That's there we go. Yeah, take whatever. Take two, take three.
Yeah.
Only one person from Japan.
Hello.
Hi, has achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998. It's called Yokozuna. And everyone else since 1999 has come from either the United States or Mongolia.
I got some of that over at the Mizumi across the road.
Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, man, it's good.
Did your Yokozuna come with beef?
I don't know. I don't know what was in it, but it was good.
I bet you could find it at Lynchburg Community Market.
Probably.
Seriously.
Right next door.
Yeah, I bet you could find it there because they've got the spring roll guy.
Yep.
And oh, man, that's so excellent.
And Riley was telling us actually before the segment that she would really love it if everyone came out and told the five random facts to her.
Yes, of course. Number five, hanging is still a legal form of execution in three states. And not where you would think.
You would think that
would be like Mississippi, Alabama, Texas.
Yeah. Is one Florida?
No.
What?
No, absolutely not.
By alligators in Florida.
death by alligator is going to be the name of today's show.
That would be awesome.
Thank you. No, it's where you would never think. Washington State, Delaware, and New Hampshire. Delaware and New Hampshire, I believe, are very Democratic states.
Yeah, and that explains what I saw in the Portland airport last time I was
Lord.
On my way to Washington.
Now, that being said, these three states have all ended the death penalty, though. And New Hampshire still has one man on death row, but they don't have it scheduled.
So do they just hang them for a little bit and then cut them down and
they die? Yeah, right?
They hang them till death.
Yeah, but you said the death penalty is outlawed in those states.
Well, yeah, they can't finish the job. They can just start it.
They don't even start the job.
Listen, man, you're going to hang for like 10 seconds.
But you're thinking stereotypically about where death by hanging would be a legal thing. Like, you know,
if the death penalty was legal.
Yeah, if the death penalty were legal.
We're all going to take turns swinging you around. And right before you croak, we're going to cut you down.
Hey, don't talk like that in New Hampshire.
Yeehaw!
Good Lord. Those are your five random facts.
Where's my cappuccino?
Hi, Riley.
Hi.
Should we just bail on this entire segment and redo it?
Oh, hey, Riley.
Because of Rob.
Because no, of Rob. I like it. I like
okay.
it.
Okay. It's ladies' choice, your pick. And it's your segment, so
it's Women's History Month, so I get to decide.
We're gonna roll with
this. There you go. Yeah.
All right. It's your Lynchburg Community Market. My show is the Mike Show. Rob's just sitting there.
I'm here.
And oh, by the way, we've got Miles in studio. Here, let me spin the camera around. There's Miles.
He is. Good morning.
Hi.
Okay. She said hi. He doesn't have headphones on, so he can't. He unfortunately can't hear you for this particular segment.
Say whatever you'd like. Yes. He'd be none the wiser.
Gotcha.
He won't know at all. You really like his shoes? Those are cool shoes. I mean, yeah, look at those.
They make me taller. Stacked heel.
I see.
They do. Anyway, but that's not why you came here, Riley. How are things going at your Lynchburg Community Market?
They're great. Yeah, things are really good. We have our farmer's market tomorrow, as usual. And it's starting to get a little warmer out, so there's a lot more produce out there than there has been all winter. And then we're also looking forward to, in May, we'll start our Wednesday farmer markets again. So beginning in May and ending in September, we'll have a farmer's market every Wednesday and Saturday.
See, now that I'm looking forward to that. As a person who lives downtown, and a person who does not, and I'll emphasize this with sound, I do not want to have to buy my produce at the grocery store. I don't want to have to buy my produce at the big box store because, as we have all learned on this segment, that stuff has been shipped in, trucked in, sitting in refrigerator cartons and cases, and it's been there for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. The stuff at Lynchburg Community Market, but those farmers pick the stuff probably that morning.
Yeah. Yeah, and they bring in the nice fresh things. Everything's labeled. If any of it is brought in from a different farmer, they'll tell you and they'll have it labeled for you. Yep. So you'll know right where it's from every time.
There you go. And personally, I like to go and pick out my own produce without having a whole bunch of randos touching my tomato at the supermarket. I'm oogie about things like that. Yeah. Miles, I really am. What about you?
I am a big fan of the as few hands as possible touching my produce, as you said.
Exactly. And so at Lynchburg Community Market, it's probably like the farmer that picked it.
Yep.
Is the same person that has handled it the whole way through. It's not a bunch of randos at some packaging plant, and then a bunch of randos at the supermarket that have touched my. But more so than my little idiosyncrasies, it's the most nutrient dense. It is at its peak of freshness. It's at its peak of nutrient density. It's the best stuff. And it's local. These are local producers. That it wasn't trucked in from California or wherever. And if by chance it was trucked in from somewhere, you'll know exactly where. Yep.
Yeah. And so, at the big box stores, sometimes they have the produce like in the regular aisles and you try and take a bite of it. It's made of rubber. It's not even real, like grapes and stuff.
Lynchburg Community Market is located on the corner of Main and 12th Street.
In
downtown Lynchburg.
Call me old school.
Physically located there. You got plenty of parking, and you're open not only year-round, but you have regular hours throughout the week, not just the Saturday Farmers Market. Tell us about that.
Yes. So our permanent shops and our gallery are open all throughout the week, Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 as well. So there won't be produce here during that time, but there will be on Saturdays and starting in May on Wednesdays as well. But our permanent shops are open, our bakery is open, and all the gallery is all open 7 a.m. to 2, Tuesday through Saturday.
Tell Darius we said hi. Anyway, yes, yeah. And
the shops inside, you don't have to actually have the crafters there to buy it, right?
Correct. Yep. The gallery is open to everybody. You can bring the items up to the customer service and we can bring them out for you.
Yep. And plenty of parking. You guys have your own parking lots. There's no construction being done anywhere near Lynchburg Community Market right now. So it's a great place to start off your Saturday. If you haven't started your Saturday downtown, you need to get there. Lynchburg Community Market on the corner of Main and 12th Street, as we mentioned. And Riley, where do folks find you on the interwebs?
So our website is lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we have a Facebook and an Instagram, which are both Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, Riley, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you at the market.
Yep. Thanks, mm-hmm. Riley.
Thanks.
All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your nerd news this weekend. Science! It's just science. Yeah, don't be afraid. That's all coming up right after this.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Time once again for Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science. Nothing to be afraid of. Covering the most important news for your brains you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. A study found that it's theoretically possible to create an even harder material than diamonds. I said a harder material than diamonds, which they're calling super diamonds. And your wife wants one.
Seriously? That's what they're calling it?
Super diamonds.
Oh, kind of. All right.
The night sky could gain a new star in the next few months. And it's not coming out of nowhere. It actually is two stars that orbit each other, and they're usually too dim to see. Every 79 years or so, there is a nova outburst that makes them brighter than the North Star, and it could happen between now and September.
So I had a nova outburst back in 86. And
you got some cream?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Medicine's come a long way.
Sure, it has. In other space news,
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Sure. Mysterious dark matter may not exist at all. Listen to this. Humans might only survive 4 years on Mars because of all the radiation. So here's my suggestion. If we are going to be going at... See, okay. I don't know who did that study, and I really don't want to deep dive into it.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you're smart enough to get us to Mars,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you're smart enough to propel us into space, propel us from Earth to Mars, you're smart enough to land on Mars, you're smart enough to build a colony on Mars.
Yeah.
One would think that you have the SMRTs to figure out the radiation issue, okay? Because we built nuclear, and we build nuclear power plants, right?
Yep.
And they figured out a way to insulate the human beings that work there from the radiation.
Yeah.
Did they not?
And you would think, yeah.
People work in the nuclear industry. Every day, there are two big providers of nuclear industry right here in our community, and those people don't have a life expectancy of 4 years, okay? So you figure it out.
Yeah.
My first suggestion, Elon, would be build the stuff underground, shielded from the radiation.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean...
Maybe
we're just a couple of guys that figured that out.
Maybe some radiation shielding on your rovers and on your suits. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I got to send an invoice now. Elon Musk, $1 billion.
Yeah, you ought to CC NASA in on that too.
Oh yeah.
NASA. Those jokers.
Well, let's okay. The Russian Space Agency.
Yeah.
Anybody else we're missing?
Well, just send them all a copy of Total Recall on DVD.
I'll CC it to everybody.
Hello.
Including them. NASA, or SpaceX rather, tested a new emergency slide for astronauts. It's like the ones on the airplanes, but much longer. And it's for the launch pad, not the space station.
Yeah, that'd be a really long slide.
You can't, and you burn up in the
You'll
atmosphere.
Never make it.
Yeah, and then you die from the radiation.
Yeah, yeah. After 4 years.
In health news, the bacteria that causes plaque on your teeth may also be linked to colon cancer.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe.
So keep your teeth away from any colons.
A new study found smoking may lead to more belly fat. Okay. And doctors performed the first transplant of a genetically modified pig kidney.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yep.
Definitely.
The 62-year-old patient is doing well, should go home soon, and tastes like bacon.
One can only hope.
In climate news, we know temperatures are rising, but the heat index might be rising even faster. That's how hot it feels when you factor in humidity. A study found that the heat index in Texas has been increasing 3 times faster than the temperature itself. And in... ew, that's gross news. A study found a lot of our most vivid memories of disgusting moments involve smells, tastes, and things we've touched.
You must be loving this piece.
Disgusting sights and sounds are less memorable. They think it's an evolutionary thing, since things that smell or taste bad could be hazardous to your health.
Of course they are.
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything in here that's No.
I'm hungry all of a sudden.
All right. So that's your nerd news this week in science.
Yeah. Wasn't that scary?
No, not too scary.
Yeah, we all did okay.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on the program, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We're going to feature sounds. And we're going to put them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault.
Yep.
That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Check Lynchburg first. Fly LYH. It is so much easier.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Gonna make sounds, gonna put them in your ear. It's your audio vault. Should really make a jingle. Now, what was the jingle that Chris made us? Chris Shepherd.
Oh, prize or nothing.
Oh. And to think that we have yet to use it.
Yeah.
He would be really disappointed if he found out.
Do we have it? Did he send it to us? I think he just posted about it, but I don't think he sent it to us.
I think he might have. Maybe not. I'll look. Here, wait. Let's see. Chris Shepherd. But there are a couple places that he sends stuff to. I'll double check. Anyway, back to Audio Vault. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. The Today Show featured spring cleaning hacks with items you already have in your home. In case you missed it, we want to get you going on projects this weekend. You can always ask your smart device for help. Alexa, do you have any spring cleaning tips?
Here are some spring cleaning tips. Number one, remember to wear a mask. Since the last time you dusted the blinds, Corey Feldman was a movie star. Number two, skip the microwave. It looks so much like a crime scene, you might as well just wrap it in police tape. Three, warning. Bleach has got powerful fumes. If you plan to clean the bathroom, get ready to get high. Four, instead of throwing items away, donate them. Unless it's that Def Leppard mirror sign you won at the carnival, that's going in the trash. And five, check the expiration date on food. You'll never eat Lucky Charms from 2018, unless you're really high on bleach fumes. Just ask if you need more spring cleaning tips.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. All right.
Who eats cereal in the bathroom anyway?
Well, once you've gotten high in the bathroom, then you come out and you eat the cereal.
Makes sense.
Okay, let's go to viral videos.
Turn your Alexa upside down to see this.
A TikToker posted a hack for getting free snacks at a hotel.
Every time I'm traveling, my mom calls the hotel to do something special for me, even if it's not a special occasion. I'm in Vancouver right now, traveling for work, and my mom called the hotel and had them put together a little gift basket. Just checked into my hotel, and not only did I get free snacks, but they also wrote me a little card. You or your mom isn't calling the hotel every single time you travel. You're doing something wrong.
Okay. That actually sounds like a good idea. All right. People on social media are laughing at an old poll on the internet that they just dredged up. Americans were asked which animals they could beat in a fight. Okay? What animal do you think you... Now, not that we're not advocating animal cruelty here, but what animal do you think you could beat in a fight? What's the biggest animal you think you could beat in a fight?
I don't know. Maybe like a really big turkey.
I don't know. Those turkeys, I mean, they can be really mean. So here is one of the best reactions, is this guy finding out the percentages against a grizzly bear. Here, listen.
Which animals could you beat in a fight? About 1,200 Americans asked which animals they think they could beat in a fight unarmed. About 7% of Americans believe they could beat a grizzly bear if they were unarmed in a fight. Which increases to 9% for elephants, lions, and gorillas. 1 in 11 people think it could be a lion. Oh, no.
1 in 11 people think they could beat an elephant in a fight.
They've been cleaning their bathroom with bleach.
Yes, they have. Let's see. Let's not do that one. We're going to do that one during Stupid Criminals. Oh, wow. Okay. William Shatner. How old do you think William Shatner is?
Well, we talked about this a month or so ago. Isn't he like high 80s or 90 something?
93.
Like that? 93.
William Shatner turns 93 today.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
I speak English. Not Klingon.
I've never trusted Klingons.
I drink Labatt's, not Romulan ale. And when someone says to me, live long and prosper, I seriously mean it when I say, get a life. My doctor's name is not McCoy, it's Ginsburg. tribbles were puppets, not real animals. Puppets! And when I speak, I never ever talk like every word is its own sentence.
All right. So that was clips from his 2006 comedy roast. He, of course, was and is Captain James T. Kirk from Star Trek. Also featured in classic episodes of The Twilight Zone, T.J. Hooker, Third Rock from the Sun, Boston Legal, Denny Crane, and more. So that's our salute to the Shats. Beetlejuice is hitting theaters September the 6th. Now, what other movie were you telling me about?
Well, the new Ghostbusters is out.
New Ghostbusters, yeah.
But the teaser trailer for the new Beetlejuice is out.
Okay, and so we have that. Here it is.
The juice is loose.
That's what I told Tab last night.
Oh. Hey now.
Anyway. Anything happened. Here we go. Let's do this. Since it's William Shatner's birthday, and since we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception.
Okay.
Gotham Comedy Live got William Shatner to host a one-time comedy special, and he killed it. Here he is talking about one of his TV commercials.
Let me tell you a little bit about me. I was raised as in a conservative Jewish household, which explains how I landed the role of the Priceline negotiator. It also explains why I've never been asked to be in a Mel Gibson movie. You know, there's a big rumor on the internet that I made $600 million from Priceline.com. Come on. If I had made $600 million, I wouldn't be hosting a show on Access TV. I don't Access TV. I don't even know what channel this is on. Is it on the internet? I mean, am I on the Twitter? Come on.
Yes, you're on the Twitter. There we go. That's inadvertently, prematurely.
Oh, premature, yeah.
Let me clean
well, it happens at our age.
Let's reset, because I have a quick turnaround. All right, let's take two. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's lovingly reach over here and grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show, the finally Friday edition of the program. We are going to get stupid. We're going to get stupid. What are you doing?
I just responding to somebody.
Yeah, but all we can see is the top of your head now. And if you had tufts of hair coming out the sides,
stop.
You would look just like Danny DeVito. Which, by the way, anyway, we've got your stupid criminals. They're coming up. Plus, we've got the good news, and we're going to share that as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality, and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Duck News. Three boys robbed a Wells Fargo bank in Houston. I said it correctly. They were minors.
Okay.
Not minors, like as in, you know, digging things, but minors, like under the age of. Last Thursday, during spring break, according to the FBI, their ages are 11, 12, and 16. They're being called the Little Rascals. But it isn't cute.
No.
The boys passed a threatening note to the teller, were given some amount of money, ran off on foot until police caught them. Technically, it's unclear if they were armed since they didn't produce a weapon during the robbery, but police say they think they were, and they did recover a gun while apprehending the kids. So far, these little rascals have been charged with robbery by threat, which is a second-degree felony. They're looking at probation or juvie. A Houston news station conducted a poll whether the parents, should be charged in crimes like these. 60% of people said yes. 11% of people said no. 29% said it depends on the circumstances. Of course, there's a chance that an adult put them up to this.
Yeah.
But the investigation is still ongoing. No one has said how much they took from the bank or if it's been recovered. And then...
That's crazy.
I know.
11 years old.
Yeah. And then there's this. A tow truck driver in Philadelphia is accused of stealing at least 7 vehicles using his tow truck to take them away. Here's Captain Jason Smith talking about what had happened.
What they're focusing in on are older model vehicles, ones that they think they can take without, you know, it doesn't demand or warrant the owner's immediate attention. A lot of these vehicles, they've been parked for some time. There's debris on the vehicles. They have flat tires. They're waiting for repairs.
All right. A Michigan teacher says she was fired because of the rap career that she was working on outside of school. Here's Dominic Brown, whose rap name is Drippin' Honey. Talking about why she ended up getting fired from her teaching position.
Nobody even knew I was a rapper until the parent kept continuously complaining. The first meeting that I had with like the principal and the dean, they had told me that the parent wished to stay anonymous and she felt as if she didn't like my rap career and that I was a bad influence on the kids because I rap. My mind and my heart was telling me two things. I couldn't see myself giving up my other passion just because somebody didn't like it. They said erase all your content. That was the ultimatum, erase all your content. I'm just like, respectfully, I can't do that.
Then why? I mean,
yeah,
she's a musician. She wants to do music on the side. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I can understand. Well, I can't understand 100%, but I get it. A lot of these school districts, you know, they find out a teacher is on OnlyFans. You know,
I mean,
and so they react similarly. But she's a musician.
Yeah,
she's a performer. So why? Anyway,
yeah, with a name like Drippin' Honey, you know it's going to be completely, like, appropriate. I don't even know what the problem is.
There's good news in the world.
School board.
I know. Good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity out there. two women and childhood friends, two women who are childhood friends, are attempting a 500-mile drive down the coast of Florida to earn the Guinness World Record for longest distance by toy cars. They're attempting the journey as a fundraiser to save animals. Here is Cassie Aaron talking about why they decided to attempt the 500-mile drive and what toy cars. I want to learn more. Yeah.
We used to ride around with toy cars as kids, and we've always wanted a Guinness World Record attempt, so we're like, this would be a fun way to, like, kind of honor our childhood. It originally came as kind of a laughable idea, and then it kind of turned into this, like, actual thing that we decided to do.
All right, so I want to find out more about the toy cars. Let me click on the thing, and yeah. we'll deep dive into this a little bit.
They will have had to have modified them.
There they are. Okay. Yeah, they are literally, like, these... power wheels. They're like these little power wheels cars.
Yeah, but I mean, that a 500-mile drive in something like that, unless they're modified, take months.
I don't know. Battery-powered toy cars. Let's scan. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, there they are. I mean, clearly, if we want to just show the images,
yeah.
and then you do the we'll link this up.
Yeah.
If you want to do the work.
You know what I mean, though, right? Like,
yeah,
those cars, they last for like 2 hours, and you got to charge them.
I mean, maybe not. Who knows? But they're raising money. They're attempting to break a world record, Guinness World Record, and they're attempting to raise money.
Yeah, good for them.
And so that's the why.
Yeah.
That's the good news. So there you go. If you want to check this out a little bit more, just go ahead and Google this, or we'll feature it up on our social media so that you can do the work, so we don't have to. All right. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out the United Way 5K on the runway. We're going to be recording our latest test drive interview from the Lynchburg Regional Airport today. And that video will be posted, and we're going to be featuring the folks from the airport and the folks from the United Way of Central Virginia, specifically talking about the 5K on the runway. That is the sponsor of the good news.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's fourth annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. Or just click on the banner. There's one there on the website.
And the winner of the 5K wins a plane, right?
No. No, they don't.
They get to be the pilot?
Nope.
They get
a medal. They get swag, and there are all kinds of different categories that people get medals for.
Do they get those little metal wings?
I don't know. No, they get a medal. I don't ask me.
Or not even a plane?
No. But the satisfaction of finishing a race for a very, very good cause.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. Thanks, Rob, for joining us.
Yeah, man.
We are back Monday.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Please don't forget. I need to post this up. Not that. Let me do. Sorry. I'm derailing it. Here we go. I'm derailing the segment, and much apologizing for that.
Here we
because,
go.
Because, yeah, we absolutely, positively need to end on this. Here you go. Share. If you're looking at our social media right now, for all you audio people, we'll tell you about this as well. Join us on Sunday. We're going to be set up live and on location at Randolph College for the Maker Fair Lynchburg. There are tons and tons of vendors, tons of makers that are going to be on site.
Yep.
Showing off their creations, including we were talking about the toy cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have these modified carts. They're like Mario carts. And they're going to be racing around Randolph as well. We've got there's a Lego paints workshop. There are battleships, miniature battleships that actually do battle that are going to be there. I'm not 100% on the power tool
dragsters.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, that was there last year.
Yeah.
All kinds of displays, all kinds of stuff. And if you would like to learn more, I'm just going to go to Maker Faire, Lynchburg. Let's pull the website up. And if you check out Lynchburg.MakerFaire, F-A-I-R-E, .com, you can learn more. Oh, they do have the power tool racing.
Cool. And there'll be food trucks and stuff too.
Yeah. So here I'm gonna stop sharing this, and I'm going to start sharing this.
Share that, John.
I'm gonna share it. Here are just some of the makers at Maker Faire. You've got Experimental Sweets, Hacksburg, Riverview's Art Space, Hill City Home Brewers. Of course, you've got the Force folks there. Blue Ridge Astronomy. I'm trying to see Mini Cooper Kluckman. Oh, so these are some of the power. These are some of the power racing series.
If you scroll up too.
Yeah.
You're second from the left.
Yeah, the second from the rest of the Stingray, and this is the Kluckman. And I mean, so here, you just look at all the
Kona Ice. They're good.
Look at all the vendors, look at all the crafters, look at all the things that are there at Maker Faire Lynchburg. You can learn more. We talked to these folks, the Remote Control Warship Combat with Mid-Atlantic Battle Group. We talked to them. So much to do and see, so interactive for the kids. Check it out at Lynchburg Maker Faire. That is this Sunday at 11 o'clock, and we're going to be broadcasting live and on location from there, so please be joining us 11 to 4 at Randolph. Okay, that is it. That is the program. We will see you out at Maker Faire.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?